Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in the daily life and in our metaphysics and in our politics all around. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And Ortley, who usually joins me, is in sunny Venice, Italy tonight on a tour of astrological hotspots with other astrologers, and looking like she's having a wonderful time from her Facebook posts. Mark Woltz may be joining me later. I'm looking forward to that. I always like working with them. So tonight's been an interesting astrological lineup. Sun is at 18 degrees of Taurus, and it is moving into a grand trine this weekend with Saturn, Pluto, and the South Node, which are all conjunct in Capricorn and are this year's big astrological news. Now, every time the Sun forms an aspect to it, the Moon forms an aspect to it, or any of the other inner planets add light and heat to that conjunction, we see another chapter unfold in the story. And we all maybe have our personal versions of it, asking what is our question and our work, and how are we using our power, and what is the right use of power. I'm knowing some really lovely examples of people feeling more empowered by this work that they're doing. But we also see it in the questions on how this country is run. And that this morning, as we moved into this aspect, Mercury conjunct Uranus just yesterday, and we're still feeling it's within a degree today. So we feel that sense of shocking information. It could be shocking brilliance and excitement. It's interesting that the new royal baby has that Mercury Uranus conjunction in Taurus, that kind of a brilliance and an ability to handle change and to be iconoclastic. And we have, I think it's Mark. Hold on. Hi, Mark. Is that you?
Hello, Heather.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Introduce yourself to our wonderful audience.
Mark Woltz, New York City, doing some sunshine today.
Yes. Oh, that's lovely. And I was just talking about the Mercury-Uranus conjunction of yesterday and
right.
The releasing of Trump's tax, state tax forms for the last 10 years, where it's made very clear that either he lied to the tax people or he lied to the American people, that they both of those realities cannot be true. And so with Mercury-Uranus conjunction, you often get some kind of exciting or shocking information that changes the game. And it could be exciting good, it could be a stroke of brilliance, or it could be some unsettling news.
Right.
And that over the weekend, the Sun will be forming a trine to that Saturn-Pluto conjunction, which I think is, you know, this year's intensity. And will be bringing up all the new chapter of what's going to happen with this political drama that's been going on and the questions of what is the right use of power and how can people be empowered in a good way. At least that's what I'm seeing. What have you seen with that Mercury-Uranus conjunction?
I always look forward to that Mercury contact with Uranus, because it really wakes up the intuition.
True.
We get a lot of ideas, and it can be shocking, and you can get shocking news and all that, but it can also be just a surprise. Oh, where did that thought come from?
Mm-hmm.
So thoughts
mm-hmm.
can kind of come in seemingly from nowhere. And
that's exciting.
Yeah. So I always view it as a good time to pay attention to your intuitive thoughts. And especially
that's wonderful.
Things don't make sense. Don't just drop them in the trash. Follow it through.
That's wonderful. I was just setting up some ideas for starting an online school of intuitive arts, of which astrology would be one, but sort of an online coaching group for people that are exploring their intuition. And that came to me in the last 48 hours. So maybe I will have to follow that up.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And one of our regulars, Debbie, who's been dealing with waiting for surgery, who's come up, calls in fairly often, and we had arranged for times for her to have surgery to prevent an aneurysm from a swollen vessel in her head. And she'd had one surgery for it, and they said, well, it's not quite done. We do have to do another one. So the question was, how do we do this? What other date could she have? And she brought up, she was scheduled for last week, but that turned out not to work because of a virus. So they're asking for another date. Now, when I'm looking at, and so it was she got the unexpected news that they had to delay the surgery as that Mercury-Uranus conjunction hit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you look for in, so I've got my ideas here, but what do you look for in surgical, if you're choosing a surgical time?
Well, you always want to pay attention to Mars. And, of course, always the moon. You don't want to avoid moon. So
no.
The moon has to be active.
Mm-hmm,
And basically making good, solid contact with things,
mm-hmm.
not stressful. And Mars needs to be well aspected. Or
mm-hmm.
if not, then you have to deal with it, you know.
Right. So one of the days she was given, and I also look for is as far away from the full moon as we can get, because full moon tends to promote bleeding. There is a lovely, one of the dates she was given, May 14th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 28th, and 29th as possibilities. And the 14th I kind of like, even though the moon is waxing, the moon forms a grand trine with the sun, Mercury, Mars, and Pluto.
That's good.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. Saturn and Pluto. And I don't see Mars doing anything other than a mild sextile. So I think that would be a possibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other days on the 21st, we're on the other side of the full moon. I'm not so fond of the 21st and the 22nd because the moon is applying to a conjunction with that Saturn-Pluto conjunction. But the 23rd, the moon's on the other side of that Pluto conjunction. Mars is in a sextile to Venus and Uranus, and that would say another good day.
Mm-hmm.
So for people out there are looking to choose dates, notice what we were looking for is the moon in relatively, not full and in relatively good positions, Mars well aspected, and the moon not void of course. So those are some possibilities to look for in your own, when you're thinking about surgery ahead. Is there any comments you'd like to make, Mark, on the astrology of the moment and what you're noticing going on in the world before we start taking callers? I see we've got quite a list today.
Oh, well, we're still dealing with the Saturn-Pluto conjunction.
Oh, we sure are all year.
Yeah. And
how are you seeing that?
Really, mm-hmm. it has a lot to do with the discussion of power.
Mm-hmm.
And consideration of power, and I think that's a lot of what's going on around us.
Mhm. I agree.
And it'll be also in our personal lives. So
mm-hmm.
your own personal sense of power and the things that you have your own authority over are called into
mm-hmm.
question.
Mhm.
So it's time to take stock of where you have authority over things in your life and see that you're using it well. If not, you can maybe divest.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it looks like a year when people are very tempted to manipulate with their power for personal gain, but that I suspect that will backfire. That people are becoming
right away.
Right.
Sometimes it takes a while.
And then sometimes the longer it takes, the worse it gets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So and to notice that sense of restriction and the misuse of power is becoming very obvious and very apparent. And whoever's doing it, in whatever way they're doing it.
Right.
So I also have, you know, excitement about the other astrological pieces and Uranus in Taurus bringing up the potential for some real economic shifts in the country. I just know that it's going to take a while. And Jupiter in Sagittarius, that the need for freedom is so strong. And right now, mm-hmm. Jupiter is running opposed Mars, which brings up some of that competitive wrestling energy that we're seeing in the headlines, but also can give us the energy to do what needs to be done, which is good. Venus is still in Aries. She's going to leave Aries at the end of the week and head into her own sign of Taurus. And
yeah, that'll be nice.
I will be. But how do you see that? Going to shift things?
It'll lead us to be more aware of what we value and
mm-hmm,
how we're
mm-hmm.
taking care of the things that we value. And that's not just monetary value. It's also aesthetic and spiritual, whatever your values are. You can grow them as Venus goes into Taurus.
Mm-hmm. And she's going in next Friday.
Right.
Next Thursday, close. And between now and the full moon in Scorpio, which is on the 18th, I believe, is a good time to get your plants in the ground if you are farming or getting your ideas in the ground or proposals pitched, because we're in a waxing moon with the sun in Taurus. It's a fertile couple of weeks. So let's take a few callers because we've got so many here on the line. Hello, area code 202. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your birth information and how can we help you?
It is March 5th, 1980.
March 5th, 1980.
Mm-hmm. In Philly. Philadelphia.
What time?
1:29
what time?
A.M.
I should know this by now. 29 a.m. in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your question tonight, my dear?
I actually had another birthday of someone I wanted you to look at.
All right.
It's August 23rd,
mm-hmm.
1978.
It's August.
Time.
What August?
23rd.
Oh, sorry,
23rd of August?
Uh-huh. Yep.
23rd of August, 1978.
And your time?
No time, but in Tallahassee, Florida is all I know.
Okay, so we'll go for noon because we can only be 12 hours off. And is this a comparison chart? Is this with you looking at the relationship between the two of you?
Yes, ma'am.
That way I can use your houses and put their chart on your chart.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have a question about this lovely individual?
I did. So went out on the full moon,
uh-huh.
had a great time,
uh-huh.
and then a little snafu.
Good for that. Mm-hmm.
Little snafu, misunderstanding at the end of the night.
Mm.
He saw my lunar side, And it made things really weird. And I don't know, I can't stop thinking about him. I don't know if it's because the lunar came out or...
And like, have you seen each other since then?
No, I'm not there right now. I met him in New Orleans when I was there. So I haven't seen him, but...
Full moon in New Orleans. How much more romantic can you get, right?
Woo-wee. Yeah.
So he has, you know, Virgo sun on your Mars in Virgo. And he has a Sun-Saturn conjunction. And you've got a Mars-Jupiter conjunction in Virgo. And he has a lovely Venus on your moon. But he has a Venus Mars Pluto conjunction with Pluto in the middle. It's in Libra, and it sits right near your moon Pluto conjunction. So both of you have some pretty haunted emotional issues. You know, you both have, you've got Pluto conjunct the moon, he's got Pluto conjunct Venus and Mars. Now there's strong karmic connections between your two charts. You know, he has a moon Chiron conjunction on your Chiron, and that sun to Mars, you know, you want to poke him and get an interaction from him. He has Mercury in Leo, and you have Mercury in Pisces, so there's a little disjoint about how you express yourselves. And he has Venus in Libra, and you have Venus and Aries. So your timing can be a little off romantically. And you can get a little feisty and pokey, like your Mars to his sun and your Aries sparks. And he's sort of like, ooh, that hurt. Let me drift off. I hate being criticized. Drift, drift, drift. But if you call, you know, contact him and just say, what you enjoyed about the evening. Because remember, Virgos are so self-critical that in general, that if you don't have to criticize them, they'll do it for you, you know? And, but if you say, you know, this is what I enjoyed about our evening. That was beautiful. Wasn't the sunlight lovely at that point of the day? And don't say too much about him, but let him feel less like, you know, you're a critical failure. And he's a critical failure. You might find that he warms right back up, if that's of interest to you. Mark, what do you say?
Yeah, he's very sensitive, and he wants to be involved and present in any relationship that he's in, but that sensitivity can be a little hard to handle.
Because it's prickly.
Know, yeah, exactly. So, you know, you have to take a little care in how you present things, you know.
Okay.
And I would
do
say
you guys
he needs
like
to
a
take care
connection kind of thing. Oh, sorry.
Oh yeah. Sorry. There's a lot of connection between your two charts. And sometimes it means dueling defenses. but if you can take it out of that and make it into the sweetness together, I think you kind of started in the deep end by being on a date in the full moon in New Orleans. So it kind of puts up a lot of expectations and the fear of failure there. But start slowly and share good memories and see if you can begin to kind of rebuild some ground and then get to know each other a little bit from there.
Aye, aye.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You take care. And we'll see you later.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks for calling me.
And hello, the online caller. You're on the line. How can we help you? I think you're a Skype caller. Are you there? No. Okay. We'll put that back on hold. That there's a number that calls in on Skype fairly often. I see 1111111111 on the screen. That's the and the Skype caller, but I think they just come in and leave it on. And hold on, I have this Gemini dog that grabs squeaky toys and squeaks them all around the house, singing to us in a very conversational way. I was just pulling away his squeaky toy. So, hello, 530, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
My birthday is June 26, 1959, at 8:18 p.m. And
19, what year? I'm sorry, what year?
1959.
Okay. And what
in
time?
In Los Angeles, 8:18.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
Okay, wonderful. In Los Angeles. And how are you tonight, and what's your question?
So my question is, I was told I had a cradle on my birth chart, and I didn't know, I've never heard of that before. It's a cradle to the T-square.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you could see that.
If you include your nodes, yes. And what do you have is an opposition and then three sextiles that form a half of an opposition. So you have, I believe this is what they're talking about. And Mark, correct me if you think I'm wrong. You have Sun at 4 Cancer, Saturn at 4 at 3 Capricorn, then Neptune at 4 Scorpio, and Pluto at 2 Virgo. So the Sun-Saturn opposition sextiles into that sextile. And so Neptune trines the Sun and Saturn trines Pluto.
Right.
And what does that mean for me?
What do you think it means? I mean, because Neptune and Pluto were trine for years, I don't think it means quite as much as it would if it was totally random. You also have a grand trine that's quite clear, and I think sort of supersedes that, with Jupiter,
okay,
Mercury, and the Moon all in water signs forming a grand trine. So you got lots of big things happening in your chart. And Mark, well, I'll let you run with that for before I start spouting off too. What do you think?
Well, you have a lot of issues with authority, and you're meant to be able to contribute to them, like work them out. So things start out to be tougher than, you know, you anticipate things being tougher than they turn out to be. Because once you apply yourself, you are able to pull in a lot of your own sense of the way things should be. So there's a sense of what's right and what's decent. And sometimes that gets twisted and presented to you as a twisted thing, and you're able to sort it out. And that's what you need to keep doing. So you're there to resist authority, but do it in a way that makes sense. In other words, not a rebellious way, but a way that you end up educating the authority. Does that make sense?
But that was. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I see that. I think you're saying that because of the Sun-Saturn opposition.
To the Neptune and Pluto. So there's something beyond yourself,
right,
that you're able to tap into. And you pull that into the situation.
And you've got a lovely... Go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, a lovely balance between the deep feeling and the sensitivity and the emotions of a grand trine with in water signs, and the Pisces moon that feels everything and doesn't want to argue with anybody, but feels everything, and can usually look on the positive side with the grand trine with Mercury and Jupiter, even though it's a very intuitive and very sensitive water signs. But the Sun opposed Saturn, That's the questioning authority, building up your own personal authority by questioning other people's authority over the years and saying, you know, feeling like, you know, there's a maturity when you walked into this life, like you had to. Were you the oldest child in your family by any chance?
Yes.
Yeah, because that yes. Sun Saturn can usually mean that you had to take on some sense of responsibility at an early age and were treated
yes,
like a small adult. And
mm-hmm.
That you had to grow up too soon and develop the habits of being over mature. And so when people tried to pull rank on you later on, you were going, excuse me, I've been the adult in the room for a very long time already. Don't tell me what to do. But you did it gently with the Moon and Pisces. But you have Venus and Mars and Uranus all in Leo. So you've got this kind of hopeful, fiery, passionate inner core that may look very sensitive, but has a lot of strength and stays on target with what you want to do. That's part
mm-hmm.
of how you question authority. Would you say that's true?
That is true.
It's like, don't look at me, but don't ignore me. You know, but it looks like people still tend to think of you, you know, if there's a group of people standing in a room and you're one of them and somebody comes in with a question, they'll tend to look to you to answer it with
mm-hmm.
a Capricorn rising and Saturn on the ascendant.
Yeah.
Now, the next couple of years is going to be interesting for you because Uranus is at 3 degrees now. It's going to back up to almost to 0 degrees of Taurus again. Then it's going to go back up to 3 and 4 degrees. And Uranus is going to trine your Saturn. It's going to sextile your Sun, which are nice aspects. It's
yeah.
going to trine your Pluto. And it's going to oppose your Neptune. So there's a lot of things that may be up for shifting and changing in the next couple of years for you. Do you feel any changes coming?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely coming. I'm just going to see how I what I do with them,
mm-hmm.
with the changes
mm-hmm.
that are coming. They're
mm-hmm.
definitely changing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's gonna feel like an unwelcome change at first, like it's out of your reach, but then you'll discover that you can find an opportunity in it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
for that opportunity sooner rather than later.
Take your. You make the changes rather than letting the changes necessarily happen to you. But experiment for a while. Because this Uranus is going to be going back and forth all year, don't, if you say tomorrow, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this tomorrow. Then
mm-hmm.
in a month you go, no, I'm going to do that. And then a month later, no, I'm going to do that. And I would say experiment, try them on, experience that. And then make a decision later on. Does that make
okay.
sense?
It does.
Okay.
Like just enjoy the journey for a bit and see how it feels before I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And experiment with possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't try to hold on to what it was. But I think you can experiment with the possibilities and make good things happen.
All right. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good
okay,
luck.
Tonight.
We've got about a minute left. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with people with this Mercury-Uranus conjunction at the moment? And tomorrow we have a Venus-Jupiter conjunction, which is lovely, and Venus square Pluto. Do you have any comments for people on the aspects this week, Mark?
Not too much. Just stay open to possibilities and don't discard odd ideas too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of
mm-hmm.
turn them around like you would a crystal in your hand. Look at things through different facets.
Yes. Wonderful. And I would say that it's time to get a lot of work done this week while the planets are pushing us forward in Earth signs. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. You can contact me through rowanrobbins.com. And Mark?
Mark Wolfe, New York City. And thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you next week. Bye.